Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And if you're the boss, or maybe the second manager in charge of managers 3, 4, and 5, you might not want to hear this next story, because researchers writing in Harvard Business Review say there are too many of you, that managers now make up nearly 20% of the workforce, that their excess bureaucracy is costing the economy $3 trillion annually, and that they could be put to other more productive work. Kurt Nikisch is senior editor at the Harvard Business Review. He joins us in the studio. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Robin.
So nearly 24 million managers, one for every 4.7 workers. This hasn't always been the case. So what's going on? Is this people being Peter principled up, or, you know, or something else? And why is it so wasteful?
Yeah. So companies essentially have gotten a lot bigger. Part of that is just the fact that globalization has come along. There's a lot more to do. You used to be okay with just the CEO and a COO, and now you have a chief strategy officer and a chief compliance officer, and they have all sorts of people under them. So part of it is just companies have gotten bigger, and there's been this transition to a knowledge economy, less manual labor. There is more to manage, but the authors are saying, look, there's just too much management still. They've been really good at cutting factories, cutting workers, not very good at cutting down layers of management.
Well, like you say, there's so much, like there's the internet. I mean, so much digital, things that have to be managed. But the researchers, Gary Hamel and Michelle Zanini, point to examples of big companies that have a lower proportion of managers and better output. Talk about that.
Yeah. So, and these are serious researchers. Gary's at London Business School. They point to companies, not the hugest companies, but companies like a commercial bank in Sweden that has been able to get by with just 3 layers of management. And it's done so by kind of changing how it operates. Instead of having everything come down from a bank headquarters where they figure out the interest rate for all the different branches to follow, they just leave it up to each branch to decide what interest rate to charge. And so by doing that, they've decentralized a lot of management, and that's cut down on their costs, and they outperform other commercial banks.
Well, but so what are researchers – well, first of all, I should say that there's been some criticism of their findings. And as you well know, there are people writing in the comments section, well, these – you can't just pick a few companies that have done this and say they've done well. You've got to do deeper science on what happens when management is cut.
I think they've studied management for a long time, and they see that companies are trying to figure out how to cut down on these layers, because they're spending more and more money on management. There is more to manage, but do they have to spend all that money on it? But it's risky for companies to try this. Zappos, for instance, is a company that's gone to self-management. They've actually toppled the hierarchy, and they're trying to let workers figure out what needs to be done and figure out how to do it. But that's risky, because if you don't figure it out, you lose.
Correctly, right.
But the companies that figure it out are going to be able to leave their competitors in the dust. So you're going to be seeing more and more of this as we go on.
Boy, I'll say, I mean, you know, what are the findings? You know, if they cut out just all that internal management, you know, the stuff that you, the papers, the forms you have to fill out.
Right.
It wastes 8.9 million worker years by doing that.
Yeah, just in the U.S.
Right, in the U.S. But yeah. Kirk, real quick, it's managers who would have to fire these managers.
Yeah, it is managers who would have to fire these managers.
Or themselves.
But a lot of them realize that all the budgeting and performance reviews and security compliance and all that internal stuff they have to do isn't the most productive, most satisfying work. They would like to see that work get better, too.
And they researchers would like to see some of those managers doing some of the more productive work. Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, will post the article at hereandnow.org. Thanks as always.
Yeah.